With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Walmart continues its trend of strong sales growth.
Walmart reported higher sales in the most recent quarter, riding a wave of the robust economy and changes it's made to grab more e-commerce sales heading into the holidays.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. UK Prime Minister Theresa May is dealing with a series of exits from top ministers this week over her plan to exit from the European Union. In a press conference late Thursday, May insisted she would fight any leadership challenge and see the deal through. For the latest developments, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The Food and Drug Administration is moving forward with plans to ban menthol cigarettes, setting up a potential legal battle with cigarette companies. Menthol-flavored cigarettes make up nearly a third of cigarette sales in the United States. The move is part of a wider crackdown on flavored tobacco products amid growing underage use. The U.S. Treasury Department has levied sanctions on 17 Saudi Arabian officials allegedly involved in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. The department says the officials were blacklisted for gross human rights abuses. The sanctions come after Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor said he would seek the death penalty for five people charged in the case. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi hopes to have autonomous cars on the road in about 2 years. The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern caught up with him in the elevator at the journal's Tech D Live conference this week and asked him about the challenges of bringing autonomous vehicles to the road.
The software around behaviors that you don't anticipate. Let's say if a car is double parked, a human being would easily say, well, maybe I'll cross the double yellow in order to get past. That's much harder to do for a robot.
For more coverage of our DLive conference, including videos of those elevator chats, you can head to our website, WSJ.com. Still to come, more details on Walmart's latest earnings report. The world's largest retailer has good news heading into the holiday season. Walmart posted strong sales in the third quarter as we head into the busy shopping period. Joining us now via Skype is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Sarah, what can you tell us about Walmart's numbers in the third quarter?
Their sales this quarter were very strong, continuing on a run of very solid sales growth from Walmart in recent years at this point, but accelerating recently. And they said that that's due to two things, which is sort of their preparation and their continued focus on growing online, as well as just benefiting from a really robust economy.
What about Walmart's grocery business? There are a lot of retailers and grocers who are working toward more automation. Where does Walmart stand there, and did they see growth in that department?
Yeah, they definitely saw growth in groceries. They're the country's largest grocer, and they get, in the U.S., over 50% of their revenue from groceries. So going, you know, in their battle with Amazon, they see that as a big benefit. So they've been ramping up the ability to buy online groceries and either pick them up in the store parking lot or have them delivered to homes. And so they continue to do that and are seeing a lot of strong growth there as they add more and more locations.
And we've been hearing from retailers this week. Macy's reported strong sales in brick and mortar and e-commerce recently. Sarah, how do Walmart's results compare with other retailers heading into the holiday season?
Yeah, we're really seeing this landscape of haves and have-nots in retail continue. The retailers that have, the traditional retailers that have really sort of made strategic decisions to shut stores, pare down their store footprint, improve customer service, and focus more online are pretty well positioned heading into the holidays. The economy is good. So Macy's, Home Depot yesterday reported strong sales. And then you have others like Sears filed for bankruptcy recently. JCPenney's was out with sales results that were not good, that continued on a streak of weak sales. So the economy is good and the retailers that are ready to benefit from that really are right now.
And of course, we're heading into the holiday season this year without Toys R Us. Is Walmart picking up any of those sales that would typically go to Toys R Us heading into the holidays?
They're definitely trying. They said that they're stocking a lot more toys, that, you know, their selection of toys in stores is up 30% and online 40% versus last year due to some of that, what they hope is increased demand that is going to come to them.
So what else can we expect from the retailer in the next few months heading into the new year?
I think the thing that's on the horizon for a lot of retailers, and Walmart perhaps being the biggest, is the implementation of higher tariff rates. Heading into the new year, you're going to, if things stay the same, the tariffs on Chinese imported goods are going to go up to 25%. And so Walmart on the conference call did say that executives or merchants in particular are spending a lot of time on that. They're talking with suppliers, trying to figure out how the supplier can reduce costs, how they're going to deal with any cost increases. And they're also crossing their fingers that the tariff issue still has the potential to go away.
And that brings up a big question for consumers. Should they be expecting that cost to trickle down to them?
If things continue and we move into a 25% tariff, yes, definitely, especially on some goods. There's some goods like bicycles that are imported, even if their components are imported to the U.S., they're assembled in the U.S. Those components come from China. So there's certain products that have been fairly inexpensive that we'll see some cost increases, but some of that cost increase will be the manufacturer will take a little, the supplier will take a little, the retailer might take a little, and then the consumer will definitely take some.
And what can you tell us about Walmart's efforts in India? They did purchase Flipkart. Did they illuminate any of their specific plans going forward?
They didn't talk much about Flipkart on this call. They, you know, purchased Flipkart earlier this year, spent their largest acquisition ever, spent $16 billion. And they've talked about seeing it as, you know, for now, unprofitable, but fast-growing business, that they hold out the hope that they're going to IPO someday. Earlier this week, the CEO of a Flipkart in India stepped down in the wake of misconduct allegations, Walmart said earlier this week. So that's a transition that they did not talk about on the call, and we'll wait to see what the new CEO of Flipkart does.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer joining us with the latest on Walmart. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.